This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty, and this is our Spring Fun Drive. It's National Poetry Month. In its honor, we're exploring the work of Michigan poets in our month-long series, Poetically Speaking. Poets may write, but then how do they get their writing out for others to read? Here in the Midwest, one vehicle is Midwestern Gothic, the Ann Arbor-based literary journal. Co-founder Robert James Russell begins with the aim of Midwestern Gothic.
I guess the aim of the journal is to paint a portrait of the Midwest. We want a diversity of voices and perspectives. So we do have a great deal of people who are born and raised in the Midwest, and that is all they've ever known. But we also have people that we publish who, let's say, from California. Maybe they spent a summer in Iowa at their grandma's farm, and they loved it, and they're really inspired by that as well, too. So for us, it's really about painting this portrait of what the Midwest is. And we're looking for that diversity of voices.
And doing it through short fiction and poetry?
Short fiction and poetry, correct.
When did you launch this journal and why did you do it?
About 4.5 years ago. And really the reason is pretty simple. We wanted to be the compendium for Midwestern literature and poetry. We wanted to show people that we're more than flyover states, which people still think of us as that. And
Some do. We don't.
That's right.
But
some do.
The two coasts do, don't they?
Yes, they do. And there is a lot of glitz and glamour on the coast. Mm-hmm. But while not everything here may be as bright and shiny, for instance, we still have stories and people, and we want to know what that real life is. On the website, we ask for real life, good, bad, and ugly. And we get a lot of bad and ugly. But that's what people know, I think. There's a lot of small towns that are now dead. There's a lot of factories that have closed down and people losing jobs. And that is a reality. And people like exploring that. And we want to be a place where people can do that. So often, not even in just books but in popular culture, Michigan especially, I'm a born and bred Michigander, is represented as a sort of mystical place. Lakes and in Seinfeld episode, a place with 10-cent deposits, right? And we want to show people that there is real people here. We have our own mythologies. We have our own stories to tell. And that's really important to us.
When you ask writers in the journal questions like what's your connection to the Midwest and what's the most compelling aspect of the Midwest, what do you hear from them? What is it about the Midwest, especially for the folks who are not born and bred?
I think a sense of community is one of the biggest things. Also, the landscape itself. I mean, Michigan is very green and flat down here in parts, but it is very hilly and we have a beautiful coastline and all that. But so much of the Midwest is wide open, which is utterly compelling to people, especially if they're not from here. Like, I can see forever. And that is something that I think haunts a lot of people in good ways and in bad ways.
And how does that get reflected in writing? What kinds of things are you reading and do you really like when you see them cross your desk?
For me, I'm a big fan of anything nostalgia laden. An intersection of place and memory is really, really important to me when I'm looking at it. And we see that that happens a lot. That's probably one of the most unifying themes that we've seen in 4.5 years of doing this, mm-hmm. is that people are constantly putting all these memories in an idea of a place specifically. And how that place informs them and reforms them, and they identify with it, which I find utterly fascinating.
So what do you personally find the most compelling thing about the Midwest since you are born and bred here?
That's right. For me, I think it is a sense of identity. I think so many people try to escape the Midwest and often come back. You know, when I was younger, I wanted nothing. I'm born and bred outside of Grand Rapids. And I wanted nothing to do with that when I was younger. And I fled to L.A. for a while. I've lived in a couple other places, but I found myself kept coming back to Michigan. And really, for me personally, my own writing as well, too, trying to figure out why that was. And I think talking to people and talking to other publishers based in the Midwest, they're seeing a lot of that as well, too. It's a place that, you know, with the exception of Chicago, I think people are told this isn't the place you want to end up for whatever reason, for lots of reasons. And yet people are finding that it is a place they want to be. The community in the Midwest is wonderful in general. There's a community nature in the Midwest that I have not seen other places. And the writing and publishing community, especially in the Midwest, is so welcoming and so wonderful that I think you're seeing more Midwestern, regionalist stuff pop up because they want to be associated with this really nice community.
Robert James Russell is the co-founder of the Ann Arbor-based literary journal Midwestern Gothic and the Associated Small Press, MG Press. And you can find it at midwesterngothic.com. www.robertsprungfirm.com. Robert, it was great talking with you. Thank you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.